Relevant Radio now presents the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity at our Relevant Radio Green Bay studios.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. At this Mass, we especially unite our prayers with the homebound, those in prison, and those unable to attend a Mass in person. For those who are able, we encourage you to receive our Eucharistic Lord at your local parish and remember to observe your Sunday obligation. And our gathering hymn is Sing with All the Saints in Glory. Sing with all the saints in glory, sing the resurrection song. Death and sorrow, earth's dark story, to the former days belong. All around the clouds are breaking, soon the storms of time shall cease. In God's likeness we awaken, knowing everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. And good morning and welcome as we come together this day to celebrate and to share in these sacred mysteries of our faith. And today we get to celebrate the feast in honor of Saint Joseph the Worker. And now as we gather before this altar, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord, seeking forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord Jesus, you were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, you are the truth that sets us free. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are the living bread come down from heaven. Lord, have mercy. And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. O God, Creator of all things, who laid down for the human race the law of work, graciously grant that by the example of Saint Joseph and under his patronage, we may complete the works you set us to do and attain the rewards you promise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and the cattle, and over all the wild animals and all the creatures that crawl on the ground." God created man in his image. In the divine image he created him, male and female he created them. God blessed them, saying, "Be fertile and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and all the living things that move on the earth." God also said, "See, I give you every seed-bearing plant all over the earth, and every tree that has seed-bearing fruit on it be your food. And to all the animals of the land, all the birds of the air, and all the living creatures that crawl on the ground, I give all green plants for food." And so it happened. God looked at everything he had made, and he found it very good. Evening came, morning followed, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth and all their array were completed. Since on the seventh day God was finished with the work he had been doing, God rested on the seventh day from all the work he had undertaken. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work he had done in creation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, give success to the work of our hands.
Lord, give success to the work of our hands.
Before the mountains were begotten, and the earth and the world were brought forth, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Lord, give success to the works of our hands. You turn men back to dust, saying, "Return, O children of men." For 1,000 years in your sight are as yesterday, now that it is in past, or as a watch of the night.
Lord, give success to the work of our hands.
Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants.
Lord, give success to the work of our hands.
Fill us at daybreak with your kindness, that we may shout for joy and gladness all our days. Let your work be seen by your servants, and your glory by their children.
Lord, give success to the work of our hands.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Blessed be the Lord day by day, God our salvation who bears our burdens. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary, and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place and in his own house." And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, today, my friends, as I mentioned at the beginning of the Mass, we are celebrating this beautiful feast in honor of Saint Joseph the Worker. And the interesting thing about this feast is that in the whole history of our 2,000 years of the church, this is a relatively new feast. It was instituted by Pope Pius XII back in 1955. So those of you who may remember before 1955, we never celebrated it. So the reason why Pope Pius XII instituted this feast is it was in response to May Day. You know, many countries around the world, they celebrate May Day. And the idea of May Day was that it was a workers' holiday. It started with strikes back in the 1800s where the workers were wanting to have an eight-hour work day. Well, then eventually when communism came around, Karl Marx, basically his whole philosophy was that man is not a man unless he's being productive. So basically you found your value in working. So if anybody is now retired, basically that means go find a job right now, because otherwise you're useless. That's Karl Marx's philosophy. And so with the communist country, they celebrated May Day as a way of celebrating the worker, but also reminding them that you only have value because you're working. So now with the Pope's idea, with making the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker, is that first of all, you are valuable because you are a child of God. You are created in God's image. God has given you many gifts and talents, And the idea is that we are called to be good stewards of the earth, to use our gifts and talents to do what God has given us to do. Take the earth and treat it beautifully, treat it wonderfully. Use all the many resources that we have, but for God's glory and honor and for the good of mankind. That's why we heard that beautiful reading from Genesis this morning, talking about all the things that God created. And yet he put God as control of all that stuff, to use it well, to use it wisely, to use it lovingly, okay? And so that's why we have it with St. Joseph today. But also, too, we use St. Joseph as a beautiful model of faith, because even our gospel reading, they don't mention St. Joseph's name. And throughout the whole gospels, you don't have anywhere where St. Joseph is saying a single word. He's always what I call the silent saint. But yet his silence is very powerful. It's because of his actions, because he trusted God's will in his life. He took Mary into his home. He raised that child, Jesus, as if it was his very own son. St. Joseph used his very hands as a carpenter to provide a roof, to provide food, to provide clothing for Mary and Jesus. And he did that all out of humble love, humble service for God and for the future of the church. And that's what we're called to do with our own lives, to be humble stewards of God's creation, to use all the many gifts and talents that God has given us, not for our own glory and honor, but for God's glory and honor, for the proclaiming of the gospel, the spreading of the gospel, the building up of the church here on earth. And when you look at the world around us today, they like to give us an opposite message. Use your gifts and talents for your glory and honor, so that you can be put on a pedestal and everybody can worship you. And that's not how it's meant to be. And so, my friends, as we celebrate this Mass today in honor of St. Joseph, the silent witness of our faith, let us ask him to pray for us, especially to pray for those who are trying to find jobs, who've lost their jobs, who've been laid off, so that they will find work. And let us ask St. Joseph to pray for all of us, that every day we will use our gifts, our talents, all for the glory and honor of our Heavenly Father. I invite you to please stand. And trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world.
For our Holy Father and all bishops and priests, and that every one of us may pursue both career and vocation by following the example of St. Joseph the Worker, who humbly and courageously responded to God's plan for his life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our government leaders, that they will protect our constitutional rights, especially our rights to life and religious freedom, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the poor, that they may be provided with the necessities of life and receive care and compassion from those who are blessed with abundance, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the faithful departed, especially the loved ones of those gathered here for Mass, that they may rest in peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of our St. Joseph recurring gift partners, in thanksgiving for their generous support of Relevant Radio and our mission, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the attentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts, and we ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you.
fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. With humble spirit and contrite hearts, may be accepted by you, O Lord, a mere sacrifice, your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash, O Lord, my iniquities and cleanse me from all my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. O God, fount of all mercy, look upon our offerings, which we bring before your majesty in commemoration of Saint Joseph, and mercifully grant that the gifts we offer may become the means of protection for those who call upon you, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. Lift them up to the Lord. And let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, and on the commemoration of Saint Joseph, to give you fitting praise, to glorify you and bless you. For this just man was given by you as a spouse to the Virgin Mother of God, and set as a wise and faithful servant in charge of your household, to watch like a father over your only begotten Son, who was conceived by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him the angels praise your majesty, dominions adore, and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exaltation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim: Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray, that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with you always, and with your spirit. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. May the receiving of your body and blood, Lord Jesus Christ, not bring me to judgment and condemnation, but through your loving mercy be for me protection in mind and body and a healing remedy. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep me safe. Those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God through him. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Having fed upon the heavenly delights, we humbly ask you, O Lord, that by Saint Joseph's example, cherishing in our hearts the signs of your love, we may ever enjoy the fruit of perpetual peace through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon central. And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And this Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thanks be to God. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In our prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival, my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at noon central on Relevant Radio. Video stream of the Mass on the Relevant Radio app and at relevantradio.com.